The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Hey, Daddy-o.
It is Cool Cat, isn't that one? Cool
yeah.
Cat?
Yeah, Cool Cat.
Well, a cool man from Hawaii.
Yes, David Kosh.
He got detained in America.
I didn't know that was a Kosh band. I thought it was just a Muslim band.
They should keep him there for a while.
I'm happy with the Kosh band. I think that's quite good.
Kosh band sounds pretty good.
Why did he get detained?
That's because his passport
was...
Wasn't the fact he's on a mystery tour?
Yeah, it was.
That would be a bit suspicious.
Because they're traveling around everywhere, and apparently he's.
But they've done that
one
before.
One of the visas was 6 months out of date or something.
Yeah, but they've done that before. That's not new.
Yeah.
They did it two years ago.
But this is a new for Sunrise. What they're going
to
do.
No, it's not new because they've done it before.
But this one is actually. It's up to the viewers, and they've got 24 hours to say where they've got to go to another part of America. They've got 24 hours to get
Alcatraz.
To the next
stop. Oh, he's already there.
Stop. Mm. So the viewers,
he won't escape, though.
So the viewers will have to say where they go next, and they've got to go to that place within the next 24 hours.
Tell them to go to hell, because there is a hell
there.
Over
is there. A hell, yes. There is. Or Hell's Kitchen in New York.
Yeah.
Either way, so but his passport was expired by 6 months.
I think you've got to have a passport with more than 6 months expired before you go to America. So.
Well, he should have checked it first.
Well, he did not.
Yeah. That you could be on with that type of performance.
Oh,
this new
show. I know what show you're
talking about. ABC2 is launching this soon, and it's a late night show.
Cool.
On one of the lowest budgets in town. Probably lower than our budget.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Conway.
And I'm Aaron Chen. Are you guys ready for one of the biggest shows of your lifetime?
It's John Conway tonight.
He's smooth, professional, and knows how to talk the talk.
Okay, I've got no idea how this works.
He's the brand new king of early night TV.
Check us out, 9:30 Sundays or 9 o'clock Sundays.
John.
Early night TV. It's got
what's early night TV?
It's for late night TV because it's 9 o'clock.
That's not late.
That's early.
That's early late.
Well, that's controversial, early, clearly.
That could be early morning late TV. Oh.
Basically, it looks like they've just gone to a pub, said we've got free food and drinks.
Oh, we'll go there then. We'll go there then.
The mix goes there.
Who would do things like that, Steve?
I know
who
one.
Free stuff?
Andrew Denton does that.
Does he?
Yeah, on the mix. On the ABC, there's a show called The Mix. He talks about music, things, and arties there, parties, out stuff.
Grant Denyer, he has been released after this happened. He hit a tree, unfortunately.
Well, that's violence against trees.
Well, the tree put him in hospital, but he is okay.
Let's have Violence Against Tree Day, Mick.
It's Violence Against Tree Day banned.
You love your trees, don't
you? Yes.
But it was quite a nasty little crash.
Now, your favourite show, Peter, what is happening?
It's not my favourite show because it's pretty
good. You are a loser.
The Biggest Loser.
Glad.
Sorry.
I'm glad tonight's your last show for a while, alright? And don't you come back.
Oh. Right. He's only gone for four shows.
Only four shows.
Alright, but. The Biggest Loser, they got rid of it on a Sunday, but then they replay it in the afternoons at 1 o'clock on Monday to Thursday. They replay the following episodes. Well, these ones will be actually, won't be replayed. It will actually be the show. The ones at night time will be pulled off the air because of lower ratings. Once again, I do, because they have changed it a bit, because they have now the Biggest Loser kitchen. They have a kitchen now where they cook. They never did it before. But I think get rid of the cooking segments, like all the other cooking shows. You know, it's the Biggest Loser cooking show.
You won't lose cooking.
Michelle and Commando can come back next year, make it a lot better. It's only going for 8 weeks. They stuffed the format up, so just go back to what it used to be like, and everyone will be happy.
This week, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh. A flawless wedding.
Perfect. And another.
I saw you kissing Rich.
In jeopardy.
You betrayed me.
Don't walk away from us, not now. Don't miss.
Something horrible is going on.
The shocking Australian event.
And you need...
It's a shocking Australian event.
No.
Oh, yes, the Aussie episodes.
Is that because it's got no power?
Well, they weren't in Adelaide. They were in Sydney, so they're probably okay. So they came to Australia. Do you watch it, Pete?
No, I don't watch that program. You think I'm silly?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't watch Bolton the
Why not? It's been on for like 50 years.
35 years
well,
or something.
Well, it feels like 50 years.
Now, the big news this week on TV, you may have noticed there was a cyclone, and 7 News had the scoop on the story from the RSL up there somewhere.
So you're a local?
Well, I am actually, and I finally met Debbie. I've heard about Debbie doing other things, but now she's giving...
Somebody something or other, and we won't say the rest because we're only at a... Obviously, it got cut off.
They got blown away, didn't they?
The story got a bit blown away. But
Channel 9 did the same thing.
That was a bit of a blooper. You're complaining, Mick, that you don't like reporters out in harm's way.
Do you see Good Morning Australia and half of...
Good Morning Australia.
Bert Newton's not around anymore.
Got rid of that years ago, Mick.
Half of Channel 9 reporters and half of Channel 7 reporters were out where Debbie was. Yeah. Debbie doing Queensland.
Yeah.
And they were out in the open and there was...
Wow, lucky Channel 7 didn't get you.
And there was one incident, Rick, overseas where this bloke was reporting on a cyclone and he had something speared through him and killed him. So
really?
It could have been very dangerous for these reporters.
So they say one breath is stay indoors and they're outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very counterproductive. Yeah.
You're not very helpful, really.
No. And bringing all these people up there just to, instead of having one person, they brought all these their team up.
Pieces
of We're hoping to get rid of Koshy that way. He could have been blown away.
He's an illegal immigrant.
They'll send him back to Mexico.
They'll send him back to Australia. That's how we're going to get our wall in America, isn't it? They're going to build it now.
Koshy
goes across it, they've got a border problem.
They will go to Koshy Park.
Koshy Park. Koshy Gaia Park.
Koshy Gaia Park. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I thought that's what Mick meant.
Now, Ding Dong, she's been on telly.
Hipsty.
And this is what she's been saying on that Studio 10 show where I think...
Oh, yeah.
The one where the dog crapped last week.
And the naked Joe Hildebrand was running around in the studio, which was an interesting show, this one.
Dogs and naked.
That was a situ, was it?
Yeah, interesting, but... The Hall of Fame was a topic of conversation.
No, don't be ridiculous.
But there's about all the amazing women.
Kerry Ann.
Yep.
There's Caroline Jones. There's Yana.
There's you.
No, but the thing is, there's so many fabulous people.
Yeah. Only Ruth Cracknell and Noni Hazlehurst, I think, are the two women. Yeah.
And I think they were pushed into that last year, but Noni was
Oh, that's Hall of Fame you're talking about. I thought you were talking... Gold.
No,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but see, Noni went into it, and when you saw her receive that award, and they go through what she's done, phenomenal body of work.
But and you too.
Yeah, but it's this. There's so many other.
Gosh, she goes on and on about winning the gold Logie.
God, Logies.
She shouldn't win it. I don't want her to win it.
Speaking of the Logies, we do have the nominees for the Logies. We're not going to go through all of them, but we do have the most important awards. Best personality on Australian television. You got Grant Denyer, Jessica Murray. Peter Hellyer, Roger Corsa, Samuel Johnson, or Waleed Ali again.
I didn't know they had any personalities, these people.
Apparently they do. They got a lot of them. Who would you win? I think Samuel Johnson, because he was very good as Molly on Molly.
Molly.
Otherwise, you're going to get Waleed Ali winning again, or Peter Hellyer as a joke.
Denyer.
Grant Denyer?
Nah.
They might feel sorry for him because he nearly died.
Nah, who cares? He rolled his one of those big super trucks when he was racing, and he screamed like a little baby.
But the silver Logie for Best Actor, Richard Roxburgh.
Yeah.
No.
Rake is the best.
Who's he?
He plays on Rake.
He's Rake.
I don't watch Rake.
What? It's the best. Only show on ABC worth watching.
No, I watch Four.
Do you?
And Shovel.
What about Spoon? Yeah. Plate?
Oh my god, the
Blade. I watch Blade.
Yeah. Now, MasterChef, they're off to another location.
MasterChef are going to Japan again.
Hey, if they need a translator, come to me.
The 10th series is currently filming a week of challenges.
Do you know any of your food words?
A week sushi. In Japan for Sushi Week.
There you go.
It follows previous seasons.
It follows our previous seasons of Pizza Week in Italy and Roblin's in France.
Spaghetti Week in Italy.
They should have Australia Week with meat pies.
Meat pies and sausage rolls.
That's Pie Week?
They've gone to Hong Kong, Dubai, France. Yeah. And now they're going to do Sushi Week in Japan.
Exciting.
Yeah. Konnichiwa.
Cool.
That's Konnichiwa what now?
Konnichiwa.
And also to a new format on reality TV.
Some are putting love on the back burner and just placing having a child front and center.
Now there's a whole industry devoted to matching men and women who are looking for a co-parent but not a spouse. Social networks linking up people wanting to have children, where potential parents meet, vet each other, and if they agree, have a child.
Have a child, but don't get married.
Okay, so what if they don't agree?
Pregnant and platonic. So essentially the idea is that they all get together, figure out who they want to have a kid with, and then never see each other ever again. Oh, the love is in the room.
Oh, you can tell it's like, just meant to be.
It's just, it's like one of those. It's like someone wants a wife and then get out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You realise it's not the wife you want.
So they want to co-parent without marriage or sex.
That's terrible.
So apparently there could be an Australian version coming up.
Real
Why don't they just adopt a kid?
Yeah, try adoption.
That's a radical idea.
Yeah,
there is some poor kid out there that really needs a family, but they'd rather go on a television
show. Yeah, you can adopt kids now and they get money.
I don't think it's how it works, Peter.
That sounds like a scam, Peter.
No, well, no, they'd reform
it. I know they do, but it sounds like a scam.
I think Pete's being a bit stupid.
No, that's the new rule.
But you don't, you don't,
it's not the new rule.
You don't adopt kids just for money.
Whoa. You got to feed the kid, Peter.
Yeah.
You understand this, right? Like, you don't get free money for kids because kids cost money.
Probably.
And you're a kid once, you're expensive.
And that money you're getting is going into the kids, so it's not like you're going to spend
fair income. I didn't know you feed goats.
Oh, well.
Baby goats, I call kids.
Government doesn't pay that goat, though, Mick. No goats.
Now, Sky News has apologised to Wendy Harmer and Christina Keneally after they sacked Mark Latham.
Well, and it was coming. He should have apologised himself.
He should have, but he didn't.
He should have faced up and apologised himself.
Well, he is
so
gone.
He'll be filling in for Glenn in the next 4 weeks.
No, he will not be.
Now, also, too, we've got a message from Mad Bazza, too. He just wants to remind everyone, turn your clocks back an hour overnight. He's looking forward to the extra hour of sleep. Yeah. He's really excited about the extra hour of sleep. He's super stoked.
I can't wait.
So daylight saving ends at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to put your clock an hour backwards, back in time, like a time machine.
We can go back into time.
Well, you will. You got to have 2 a.m. twice.
It's about time.
Correct all your mistakes on the first attempt at 2 a.m. Mick.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from the Collective,
and you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the break.
They're still together.
The Collective are still a collective.
Now, this story, Mick, got you mad this week. On 7 News, they had an undercover report at the Bankstown Public Library, which is the first time I think the public library at Bankstown has been an undercover report. But here it is.
We kill ex-Muslims.
His name is clear that apostates do attract capital punishment, and we don't shy away from that.
Hizbut Tahrir has a draft constitution it wants adopted in Australia. Article 7.3 reads, those who are guilty of apostasy from or leaving Islam are to be executed.
Wow, that's a nice cheery topic for Saturday afternoon library session. This group isn't banned in Australia currently.
They're banned in other countries.
Other countries, correct. And they had people there and attending the group. Quite concerning, is it not, Mick?
They should be sent back to where they come from, where this idea comes from. Them live there. Let them live in a Muslim country.
You just can't send everyone back, Mick, so let's be
really realistic. It's bad luck. If they want to have those ideas, send them, get them rid
they
of ours.
They might be born here, Mick, and
it still doesn't matter. They want
citizens.
They bring
can't
an
send them back.
Who cares? They got ideas which they clash with Australia.
They can go take them to prison, that's fine.
It still doesn't stop them from doing it after they come out, do they?
Keep them in prison, but you can't just send them back to a country.
Send them back to where the idea come from. Because I've got friends who are ex-Muslims, and I don't want to see them get chopped up or killed or anything like that. So send them back to where the ideas come from.
Now, the group didn't respond to the interview requests that I had from the journalists and things like that. This is a problem that exists in a lot of parts of the world, and in Australia and in other parts through the West. How do you solve it, though, Mick? You can just send them all back all your life, probably.
Send them back to where that idea comes from.
Their mother's womb's very hard to put them back into, Mick. You know, you just can't just
send them back to where the idea comes from.
But you can't send them back.
Yes, you can.
Not all the time, you can't.
What happens if
get rid of them.
But if they're citizens, you can't.
Deport them. They're not
to where?
Deport them where they do this.
Hi, Siri, this guy's got a stupid idea. Do you want him back? No.
This is what caused terrorism in Australia and caused terrorism all over the country. Get rid of them.
You've got to solve the problem. I don't think you can all get rid
of them. That's the easiest thing. If you've got a gangrene finger, you cut it off so it doesn't kill you. So get rid of them.
Okay, very practical response and solution, but nonetheless.
Wow. Won't solve it, though.
Well, if you ban the group, what do you do? Should it be like a...
No, go underground and do their own things.
What about a bikie ban? Because you weren't in favour of a bikie ban. Would you send all the bikies back to where they come from?
Oh, I'm a bikie. I like riding bikes.
You should go back to where you come from. There's
bikies
that are criminals.
I come from everywhere.
God, where do we send you back? When I split you back up or something?
Yeah.
A little bit over here.
That means I've got a split personality then.
Okay, this is getting very weird, this story, but... Well, what happens then if they come from two different places?
Cut them in half and send one half to the other place. And
sounds like you're a bit of a terrorist yourself there, Mick.
Oh, yeah, I'm a terrorist.
Okay, right.
Wow.
That's for that segment out there too. Now, talking about terrorising things, your rate bills are going to change soon.
Yeah.
The government is taking off taxes off your insurance premium.
Yeah, it's supposed to be $280 or something.
And they're popping on your rates, which I'm kind of a bit of a fan of, Mick, because I think it's a bit offensive that I've got to pay for the fire truck and someone who doesn't buy house insurance doesn't have to.
I bought that house insurance and I paid for mine. Yep. But the worst part about it...
But what's outrageous, though, is why, because I insure my house, should I pay for fire truck insurance... And then somebody else doesn't pay for their insurance. Get the fire truck will still turn up at their house.
Always happened in insurance companies. Even in England in the old days, they used to have a little copper plaque saying, this is so-and insured by so-and-so. And if they're wrong and the fire truck turned up, they'd turn around and the other one had to come and get it.
So this is a good...
No. What gets me is I pay my taxes. Yeah. And she come out of the taxes. With this idea, we're supposed to get a reduction of $280 or something off our insurance bill. Now, it says, when I rang up to find out about it, they said it's a certain percentage, and you have to pay it on every rate notice you get.
Based on land valuation, so there's going to be winners and losers of this system, right?
So you're
some
a loser.
Some people pay more, some people pay less.
I'll be losing out, because I got three...
You might have expensive land.
No, why should I have to pay for someone...
Because it's based on land value. Because obviously, valuable land is more fire prone.
Oh, what about if
I don't know if that's true, but that's obviously must be the theory, right?
But if
you've
got nothing...
Very Go Fire Pro?
Got a Creek on it.
It's got a Creek. Okay, we should get a discount. Just ring him up, ask for a Creek discount.
No, this is bloody stupid. All it is it's a money grab.
But you agree with the principle idea that everyone should pay for a fire truck, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone should pay. It shouldn't just be
people. Except low income people.
What's next?
Everyone except low income.
Well, that's concessions and stuff for that. That's fine. Mm. But, like, it shouldn't just be. If there's two people in the same circumstance, one shouldn't pay for the fire trucks, he hasn't insured his house. That's outrageous, Mick. That's just a stupid system.
That's the way rate systems are. Yeah. What gets me is the rating system. Oh, if your land goes up so much, we'll charge you that price for your rates. But the income hasn't gone up, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to pay three or four lots of taxes on my...
You only pay one rates bill, though.
I get four rate bills.
What are you? You're very special.
No, I got given bloody blocks of land here and there.
Unfortunately.
And when you can't sell them, no one wants to buy them, so you're stuck with them. He wouldn't have the money.
What, a dollar?
One block of land I offered to the council, and they refused it.
FM 100.3, the sounds of MacArthur.
Who's your best friend?
Everyone.
Peter.
Who about the microphone?
Everyone can't hear you.
Everyone can hear me. Okay. Hello there.
Interesting ideas came up.
You're a fool.
Apparently IKEA announced this week they're going to have a new low-cost airline flying from Australia to Sweden. I'm not sure where I'm going to put the plane together.
You've got
to
build
Is that called drink, milk and fly? Or smoke, dope and fly?
You put your plane together and you crash and it all becomes...
That's crash and burn.
It just falls together.
Crash and burn.
Now you thought getting rid of penalty rates was bad. Virgin Australia announced they're going to have dogs being in the crew.
Cabin crew.
Cabin crew. A bunch of...
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
That could get a bit ugly.
Most of them, yeah.
Now if you want to die of diabetes, there's always the Krispy Kreme donut.
I think that will do very good business.
Oh, God, bloody hell. Some of these are bad ideas. Apparently, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, I think he had the best idea, and I'm with him on this one. I wish this wasn't a joke, and this is serious. He was going to extend daylight saving for the Melbourne CBD. You know, so you go to the city, you get an extra hour, go back to the suburbs, you get an hour less.
That would be great.
Yeah, but remember, you're going to fade your curtains that way.
And the cows give
more milk.
More milk, yeah.
See, so that's actually a good idea.
I thought it was the cows fade and you...
No, you get milk out of the curtains and you care.
Oh, so gelato company decided they're going to have the world's first gelato toothpaste. I'm pretty happy about
You'd love that.
I'd love that. I love gelato. Like, if that was on toothpaste, we'd brush my teeth every hour. Well, I went to the dentist the other day and he was telling me I brush my teeth too much.
How much do you brush?
It's twice a day.
That's the normal.
He says I should use less toothpaste.
Yeah. I do it.
You know why? Because there's good bacteria in your mouth and there's bad bacteria. And the good bacteria, when you brush your mouth too much or when you gargle before these mouthwashes, kill them. But the bad bacteria come back. And that's where a lot of decay and infection comes from.
I'm not following, Mick. Now, you're a dentist, obviously. That you can't be revealed.
Well, you can't see your face.
We've got to hide it.
Good that you're on radio.
No, but that's what happens. What they were doing was putting good bacteria in people's mouths. Of course, a lot of people have lost the good bacteria because they've brushed their mouth or cleaned their mouth with too much toothpaste or mouthwash.
Right.
Now, another cereal company decided there might be an idea to have batteries to get you started. That's very interesting.
That's a good morning thing, yeah.
Good morning thing. Another one was a delivery company. Drones, so last year, they were going to jump out of a plane and skydive.
That's awesome. I wish.
That could be awesome.
That would be great.
My pizza now.
Is skydiving your pizza? Amazing.
I'm not going to get cold though, when it's all, you know.
Oh, all the wind, it'd make it cold. The gravity and whatnot.
Then there's also a bank that wanted to print cash on demand. Well, that's what banks do all the time. I thought often.
Yeah, but this is
but
an
talking
app.
About
is
cash
on your phone?
In one of the Scandinavian countries, they've got rid of money. It's all cashless society.
Denmark.
Well, one of the Scandinavian countries.
That's a great idea, but.
I hate
cash. Well, put out all the criminals so they won't be able to wash and laundry their money anymore.
I think that's one of the reasons as well.
Now, there's a dating app as well, another one we can review. They had instant magnetism in the app. Hey, you've tried instant magnetism. How did it work?
Well, I can't get my head off it.
You got stuck.
Apparently, what will happen if your phone and the other person's phone matches, you just slowly magnetically come together.
That's great.
Is it just me, Steve, but are some of these April Fool's jokes getting stupider?
Yeah.
There was one where they took a jumbo under the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That was very believable. That was one of the biggest radio ones back in the 70s, wasn't it, Mick?
Yeah, they took an elephant under the bridge.
Yeah.
I like Tattoo Spell Checker app, because there's a lot of people with tattoos that have terrible spell.
Everything I think says
That should be real.
And apparently a telecommunications company announced they'll have a new customer service lady where you talk to a robot.
Aren't most of them robots anyway?
Oh, have you heard about the new phone?
Samsung's new one. That's not an April Fool's joke. Apparently it's not going to explode.
No. Oh, the new cameras are releasing with no phones in them.
What do you call that? A camera?
A camera, yeah.
Is that Mick, you know what? You'd be good at a April Fool's morning.
You would, Mick.
But to be fair, he's a full 365.
Next year, they're going to have metric days and metric hours.
So
exciting.
So the sun's going to...
Everything starts in tens. Instead of having 12 hours, you've got 10 hours.
Do you know that any joke you have now makes you the fool? It's after midday.
No, that's if you're doing an April Fool's joke, but mine's not a joke for April Fool.
Yours is just not a very good joke.
Mine's just a dad joke.
FM 100.3, Community Radio.
All right, that's it for us. We're done.
And I'll be back.
Glenn will be back in 4 weeks. See you, Glenn. Enjoy your trip.
I will.
You can get us.
Yes!
Do you want anything from Peru? Yes. What do you want from Peru?
Don't take drugs.
I want a nice chick.
I want a Peruvian rock.
Okay, I'll import you a nice Peruvian.
Nice good looking
A nice, mate. What, chicken? Wings or
lamb? No, woman.
Peruvian rock. You're not Peruvian rockers.
What is it?
Oh, I wouldn't say.
Okay. See you next week. See you in 4 weeks.
See what I can do. Pete?
Okay.